Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, people. This is our This and That with your girl Tasha and myself. As always, we are presenting you colorful topics, good conversation, and as always, at the end of the show, you will leave with a positive message. How you doing tonight, partner? Are you ready to get the show started?
Always ready. Always, always, always. Hey, partner.
Partner? Hey, partner.
Yes.
I got the wrong intro. I got the wrong intro in there, and I'm so mad about that because I prepared this wonderful homage intro for the late great queen of soul, Miss Aretha Franklin. Oh, my God. I can't believe this. But we still going
right.
to talk about her
about
and
her.
Pay homage.
Yes.
Yes, yes, ma'am. And unfortunately, I'm sure the listeners are already aware of that. You know, it's all over the news and social media. She departed this morning in her home in Detroit after a long battle, pancreatic cancer, and she was surrounded by her loved ones. And, you know, what a loss. I mean, what a legend. And, you know, this woman, she accomplished so much in her life, you know, 18 Grammys, 44 nominations. I mean, she, I'm heavy hearted. It's my whole childhood, you know, the memories, everything this woman brought to the table and gave us, you know, rest in peace, queen.
Right. It just, I found out this morning, my mother who passed away, your mother as well, I'm sure, you know, this is like our parents, you know, mm-hmm. legends. This is their Michael Jackson and stuff like that. And we just inherited, you know, their love for her and you know, we loved her. And I know there's songs and moments that I remember. We're going to definitely pay homage like Atlanta did. Did you see that they put up a picture of Miss Aretha, and it was like in memory of her, respect, and it just was a beautiful thing. If I find it, I will definitely post it on our page. You guys follow the Artist Connection page. You'll definitely get some good tea every day. You'll also get some really interesting facts and stuff. So we're just going to start becoming a little bit more active over there. But, partner, you know, Aretha, I don't know what your favorite song was by her. Of course, you know, we have all those favorites like Respect and, my favorite song by her is a song that when I told people, they were like, what song is that? Let me just tell y'all, it's worth a Google. It's a song called Share Your Love With Me. It's a beautiful song. It's just, basically, it's just like, it'll be a shame if you don't share some of your love with me. That's what the song is basically saying. And I love it because she was always, I mean, you got to think about it. She came out in the 50s, but she was always getting it. You know what I mean? She was always like, no, you're going to miss out if you don't get some of that.
I'm going to tell you my most memorable and favorite song of Miss Aretha Franklin has to be Until You Come Back to Me. Until you come back to me, that's what I'm gonna do.
Yes.
Oh, the best. Oh, my God. Yes. I mean, my mama, brokenhearted, drunk, like, when you know, like, brokenhearted, drunk, having that record playing on repeat back in those days. As a child, you know, I probably was annoyed. But now it's like when I hear it, it brings so much heartbreak, but good memories also. Chain of Fool, I mean, Bridge Over Troubled Water, I Never Loved a Man. I mean,
I Never Loved a Man.
Goes on and on.
Right, now that song right there, you know, well, I love them all. All the ones you mentioned, I love. Just so you guys know, I just have to tell you guys this tea. I don't know if you guys heard about it, but Fox News, who I have an issue with, so I'm not even going to go there. But they put up a picture of Aretha Franklin and Patti LaBelle. And I'm thinking that the reason that they did this, it was in memory of Aretha Franklin. And I'm just going to venture to say maybe they didn't know exactly who Aretha Franklin was or which one she was, so maybe they put that up. I don't know. But just I was like, that's the, you know, respect. That was the one thing that she wanted. And I just felt like this is her last moment, basically. You know what I mean? With us. You know what I mean? I know she's not with us anymore, but you know what I'm saying? Why would you do that? I just, I don't know.
What do you mean? And, you mean did they put up a picture not knowing?
I don't feel like they knew who was who, because it's a picture of her hugging Patti LaBelle. So I'm mm-hmm. trying to figure out, if, did they think that she didn't know? Like, they didn't know which one was which, or did they think, like, you know, whoever was running it, did they not know who Aretha was? So they were just like, let's just play it safe. It's one of these women. I don't know. But just mad disrespect to the queen of soul. For you know, Aretha would have pulled they little strings and been like, what is that? That is not. There's plenty of pictures, beautiful pictures that I've seen all day long of Aretha and people just showing love. And why would they show that picture? Just, I don't know.
I know. But, it's so crazy because
all over Twitter.
I mean, my mother grew up in Germany. And never been to the United States, right? And that gets to show how music, soul music is universal, has no language. You know what I mean? Like, has no color. It's love. And my mom was so obsessed. She was literally obsessed with Aretha Franklin, okay? And her and I want to say Patti LaBelle, but more Aretha Franklin. And I mean, they between her and my uncle, they had every single song, every album ever, and so that's why I know all these songs. I know all these songs by heart. Like, it's crazy.
She's the queen of soul. My mom had her greatest hits, the dual album that she put out. It may have been more than two albums, because this was her greatest hits, basically anthology. And I remember it. I remember the gospel songs on it, like Bridge Over Troubled Water and different, you know, things like that. And I was thinking of a song and I can't think of the name of it right now. I just
think,
really lost
like
the name of that song.
It's also one of my favorites. I'm sorry. Yeah, Think or Ain't No Way. Oh, gosh.
Ain't No Way. Think. That's the song I was thinking. Oh, my gosh.
Ain't No Way.
Think. Ain't No Way in particular was a song that if you listen to not only Aretha's voice, which is just amazing on that song, but her background singers are singing so I mean, this woman was just a force to be reckoned with, and just no joke. And giving them something you can feel. Remember, it did take four In Vogue to make one Aretha, y'all.
One Aretha.
Four of them do what Aretha did of her own. So we just want to love and just show homage, you know, pay homage to her. And it's a loss. It's a musical loss. It's a life loss. But at the same thing, it's heaven's gain. You know, she's up there getting in the best choir, you know, and, you know, doing her thing. So we just, we love you and we love what you left here for us, you know? So,
yes,
and
definitely.
Also we'll just tell you guys, do big things with your life. You know, it goes to show you, you get one life. I mean, if you're, you know, I don't know if you'll get to be the queen of soul, but do something, do some good and make people miss you and love you. You know what I mean? When you go, you know, make people like, ooh, thank God. Yeah.
Well, she definitely left her mark. Definitely.
Yeah. There will never be another. Never, never. Yes. So, oh my gosh. So you guys, heavy day musically, and heavy day for me. So I'm excited to get to share stuff, and I know partner has some good stuff, so let's just get rolling with the show. I can start with because there's let's just talk about really quickly where do you guys want to start, because I'm gonna tell you, we got Omarosa's book, and then we have Nicki Minaj's major drag race that was going on for the past like 42 hours on Hurt between her and Safari, which everybody
and the DJ
knows.
Right?
And
there was a DJ
that
she was.
Mm-hmm. It started with the DJ, and then it moved on from there to Safari and to, I mean, even Maury Povich was in this beef. It's a lot of beef.
Wow.
Just so you guys know. So
I know
Go ahead. Oh, no. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I heard about the beef on The Breakfast Club because DJ Envy said if it's true that she really threatened the DJ, then he's going to stop playing her music. And he urges all the DJs in New York to stop playing her music if it's true. That's big. That's deep.
That is big, and that is deep. And we're going to get into that, too, because, let me just tell you guys, with this DJ, I feel like the DJ was like tip of the iceberg but it, you know, but that is the story, Titanic. But the safari situation that happened is so much deeper, but we're just going to go with this. Okay, so basically, a DJ, and forgive me, I did not write his name down because I was focused so much on Safari and their side of it. So, yes, it did start with
this
DJ.
Snap or something like that.
Yes, I forgot. It starts with an S. But anyway, he basically was some sort of way. He says this never happened, that he had a conversation with Nicki Minaj, according to her, that he was basically like, she said, you can't get no hugs or no drops. She went on to meet with DJ Funk Master Flex, and she was telling him, I'm not doing any drops, I'm not featuring him, I'm not doing anything. Because he had talked about her. Oh, no, he said that Cardi B's album is better, according to her. Okay, and I've listened to the album, and I've listened to Cardi B's album, so I have some things to say. But his opinion was it was better. She also accused him of like talking crap behind her back and stuff like that. And this is why I think personally I think DJ Envy should kind of pause for a second. If what she's saying is true, it wasn't that he just did not like her album. It was that the disrespect of it, like, oh, she's trash now. And the things that she was saying that he said to me were more like a personal attack and like an attempt to just shut down Nicki. Because we know, yes, it's a DJ's opinion if he doesn't like the album. But if you really go in and be like, oh, this person, you know, isn't good, and this person wrote their rhymes, and you could tell. And when you start doing that, those are career killer things. You see what I'm saying? This is when you start talking about people like how 50 Cent came in for Ja Rule. You see what I'm saying? And I think, and this may not have happened, okay, but this is how Nicki feels it happened, that he was like going way deeper than, oh, I don't like this album, to actually accusations of her, you know, stealing music and all this other stuff. And which it came out that Safari did not write her music ever, never has. He admitted that himself. But he's been saying that for years. Yeah, he's been saying that for years. And then somebody told him, it's a difference between, it was a DJ that was interviewing him. He said, it's a difference between you saying, oh, you should change that line, or oh, I like this better. Anybody can give that advice. But when you're talking about I wrote your rhymes, that means like you sat there and wrote out her album, and she sat over there and was, you know, chilling, watching TV. You know what I mean? That's the difference.
Right.
And he said, so which one was it? And he said, I never wrote for her. That's what he said. So that, but he's been saying that he did for years, you know. And this the story is so deep, you guys. But basically, on Twitter, Nicki Minaj, in a song as well, she admitted, and this is what Safari said, that she stabbed him in an argument that they had. She stabbed him, and he said, remember, I had to pretend that I tried to kill myself to the police so you wouldn't catch a felony. And she has a song about it where I'm telling you, it's deep. She says, she has a song, and it says, remember when I cut you and you said it was that you did it so that I could avoid a felony, because you was out there trying to be how to be a player and you ain't Bill Bellamy. Yes, so she admitted that she did this, and I just thought it was, you know, it's classic Nicki. I'm not cool with domestic violence and people stabbing people, just so y'all know. That's not what I'm saying. But with DJ Envy, the thing about it is, and even if he did say, you know, Nicki's trash now and this and that, that does not mean that she can say, hey, I got all these thirsty dudes that want to like take a shot at you or kill you or whatever. I don't like that. You know, she shouldn't be making any type of threats like that to anybody. I just wish that he would hold everybody accountable that comes on the show and threatens people's lives. Because they still play Cash Money Records. They still play. And we all saw, Tony Braxton's Birdman. He came on there and threatened all three of them for putting respect
all
on
three
their
of
names.
Them. All three of them.
Yeah, all three of them. Don't get them. But they still play his music. And I feel like it'd be an equal opportunity offender. You're going to say you can't play this part. Because, I mean, rappers starting to shoot and kill each other all the time. If you listen to the show.
Right.
I mean,
right.
There's beef in the street and everybody's threatening. But with her, he's like, I don't want any DJs playing her music. And I'm just like, now you guys take that how you want to, but I'm just saying, I've never heard him speak out publicly about anybody else or take a stand about anybody else. The way he said it, the way he put it,
is that he said, this is my own, like, this is one of our own, because he's a DJ and he feels that,
mm-hmm.
you know, by her, and I'm just saying what he said, I'm just repeating what he
right.
said, and by
mm-hmm.
her making those alleged threats against another DJ, he feels like
right.
this hits home, like, this is one of us, and we got to protect ours, like our people, like, I guess that's how he's seen it.
Right, but again, you have Birdman coming in there and threatening three DJs. Him.
Right.
Him. You
right.
know what I mean? Him, Charlamagne, E, all of them. I'm just saying.
Did you hear what I said? Did you hear what I said earlier? All three of them. Because, you know, that's how he talks. He said, all three of y'all.
No,
three.
He said tree. T-R-E-E.
Yeah, all three of y'all.
All three of y'all. Yeah, he said all three of
y'all.
Yeah.
But my question,
mm-hmm.
partner, my question
uh-huh.
is, so I didn't hear the record of Nicki Minaj talking
right.
about the incident with Safaree, but
mm-hmm.
isn't she not incriminating herself and putting him up for possible charges for giving false statements?
Well, the thing about this song is not on this album. This song is an old song on a whole different album. And, you know, artists can always argue about artistic, you know, it
well,
was literally
the things that
worse than her, you know what I mean? And Safaree, he has really lost a lot of,
credibility?
Oh, God. Thank you.
Credibility.
Just because he's always on Love and Hip Hop, he's always constantly bringing up Nicki Minaj because he's,
mm-hmm.
you know, I mean, he has lots of reasons to bring her up. That's, you know, she basically admitted that during the relationship, she was the meal ticket. She said they had an apartment, they had $1,000 to their name, no furniture, no couch, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
He had worked a job for one day, according to her, and he ended up quitting that job and came home and was like, nah, I don't want to do it. It's too hard. And so she said, forget it. I'll just go out here and do my shows. I mean, she said all this on Twitter. You follow her feed, whatever they didn't delete, post and delete. you know, you can read all this stuff yourself. And she also was saying that, you know, she would go out and he would be like, oh, you need to stop focusing on this rap thing. You need to just go work at a regular job and this, that, and the other. And it was really, you know, basically she believed so much in herself and she just kept going. And she said she bottom line never supported her, but he was there to get the coins when she got paid. So I don't know, but they were together for 11 years. And she had a lot to say, but I feel like Nicki Minaj at this point, I feel like she was just in a position where she has held in a lot, you know, trying to just be cool. And I know that we all can get this way. I'm not defending her. I'm not a barb or anything like that. But I'm saying we all can get this way. We can take and take and take. She gets a lot of insults, especially when Cardi came out, because I felt like they were trying to pin Cardi against her or make it like, oh,
yeah.
we got a new person, you know. And I feel like she
mm-hmm.
was just in a situation where she's like, my album's out. It's finally out. You know, it is what it is. It's not terrible how people were saying it was going to be, and I just felt like she just was lashing out in a way. Of course, you know, wish it wouldn't happen on Twitter, you know, because you hate to see people's you know, you hate to see that part. But
let's not forget the whole Remy Ma thing. I think that's what really triggered everything,
you know,
because
you know,
people bodied her. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Well, I feel like even from Remy Ma, first of all, it's a credit to Remy Ma that she was even able to touch the crown, to be honest with you,
mm-hmm.
because for Remy Ma to come out of jail and be an older person, you know what I mean? She ain't a young girl
mm-hmm.
like Cardi, you know what I mean?
Right.
I feel like even when she came for her, yeah, she bodied her on that, but it didn't
mm-hmm.
really, it was no threat still. I mean, it hurt, But it wasn't like everybody was going to be rocking. I mean, if you really look at the album sales, which somebody was pulling receipts and was like, really, Remy Ma is lucky to sell 15,000 units, and Nicki Minaj is still selling 2 million. You see what I'm saying?
No, so, I mean how the fans turned on her and bodied her.
Yes.
That's what I mean. Like, I know that must have hurt her.
That's what I'm speaking to. Yes, and that's what I'm speaking to. I feel like that hurt her.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that, you know, yeah, she got bodied for that week. But remember, after that, it was like,
mm-hmm.
okay, yeah, that hurt. Okay, dang, you know, Remy, you know, she came with it. But
mm-hmm.
that, to me, wouldn't have stopped her. I feel like Cardi B is a
mm-hmm.
real threat. You know what I mean? It's the real
mm-hmm.
threat that actually could stop. So I think with this, we're seeing Cardi. I think we're seeing Cardi, like, you know, really, I don't know, shook. I mean, not Cardi, Nicki Minaj, really shook.
I think it's like, and that's just my personal opinion, because I'm not really, to be honest, a fan of neither, but Nicki is the better lyricist, no doubt about that. But Cardi
mm-hmm.
is just easy to like, and Nicki always has this persona that she's, you know, has this bitch attitude, is. And it might
yes.
not be that way, but that's just how she comes across. And it's easier
yes.
for the fans to like Cardi because
mm-hmm.
she's just so much more down earth, and she's silly, she's funny, and it's like it looks like everybody loves her, like her, not even just the music, but her as a person as well.
Yeah, exactly. And let me just say this too, I personally find Cardi to be a lot easier to like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I find her a lot easier to like, but I think you can only blame a person, because I can't blame the industry for how Nicki has to be or why she decided to be
right.
that way, because a lot of rappers have been, especially female rappers, there's been love and camaraderie before Nicki Minaj, but when Nicki came,
mm-hmm.
she was like, I'm better than anybody. You know what I mean? And
right.
and I don't, you know, calling them bums and this, that, and the other.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like that was perpetrated
yeah.
by like the album
yeah.
company, or like it was almost manufactured, like, oh, you're going to be like this, you know? And
mm-hmm.
I feel like it has been really just really kind of hurt who, you know, her career, because I mean, of course she's making money, we know that, and things like that, but when
mm-hmm.
it comes to how easy it was for Cardi to come in, I think
mm-hmm.
that's what helped usher that in, because people were like, you know what, she stuck up, she has no respect for
right.
the older, you know, the greats, to be honest, you know what
yeah.
I mean, that came before
yeah,
her, like
right.
the Missy Elliott and stuff like that, and no humility, you know, she never showed humility
right.
or ever just, you know, even, I mean, let's, to me, and I'm just going to say this, if we being real, she stole Lil' Kim's whole persona, 100%
right.
to me,
right.
you know, because I was a Lil' Kim fan. Yeah, it's just copy
mm-hmm.
and paste, and it's funny because on her song, what is that song? It's the one with her Barbie team. She's talking about these
mm-hmm.
girls imitating her, and I was like, girl,
mm-hmm.
you got to go back a little bit and put
right.
Lil' Kim on there because you came from her, you know. But,
right.
you know, how can you find yourself on the side of this argument? The way I look at it is Nicki is definitely affected by Cardi B and shook by a lot of
mm-hmm.
stuff that's been going on. You could clearly see it. And I don't think we've seen a meltdown. Even after the Remy Ma thing, which Remy Ma bodied her, like I said, you did not
mm-hmm.
see that viral down like she did on Twitter for the past 2 days. She's just been going off on everybody. So, yeah.
Well, she's going to have to suck it up because, you know, it's the core of rap is competition, and it's about battling, and that's just how it is. Even though Cardi's not really just battling Nicki. I mean, she threw a few shots, but.
Right. Cardi is not pressed by Nicki at all. She has no reason to.
No.
The only thing she needs to do is just keep doing what she's doing and keep
right.
continuing to put her out there. But I will tell you in a minute why she is shook. And it ain't got nothing to do with Nicki. So when you're, you know, we'll get to some other things. But, yeah, I'll tell you why she shook.
Right. Well, we already 24 minutes into the show. So dish
Ooh.
What you got. Yes.
Okay.
I know. That's all, like, you go, girl.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you, Cardi is worried because I don't know if you guys remember, but she was in a boutique. Well, it doesn't even have to be the boutique fight, but she definitely has been, you know, pregnant. She was threatening to beat up girls. And then I guess she went on her live and was like, I'm not pregnant no more. I dropped that baby. Now what? Like trying to fight her fans and people that was like trolls and all this stuff. And somebody called CPS about the safety of her baby since she's telling people, drop your location. I'm going to come. I'm going to pull up or pull up on me. This is where I am. You know, Cardi is real. She is, you know, I honestly would love if she was a little bit more fake because she's so real. Like, you know, like, the only thing I say I wish she was a little bit more fake is because she really does try to fight these girls. And I'm like, you can't do that no more, babe. You got a whole company you got to run. You got to separate that hood side of you. And we know why she has it. You know, she has a lot of history. She said that she went to the strip clubs because she was trying to escape domestic violence for her and her mother. You know, that's why she went to the sex industry and all the things that she's done. But at the same time, she has that hard exterior. And one of the people, they actually call CBS, and she's been posting these videos of her, like, singing lullabies to the baby. And she's like, I'm being a good mom because they call CPS. And people have speculated why she may be worried about CPS coming to her house. I personally don't think that Cardi is on drugs of any kind or doing anything like that, but Offset and the Migos,
right.
I don't know what they have in their house. You know what I mean? And CPS, when they come, they're going to want to investigate and look around and see what's going on. And I think that may be why she may be a little bit shook. So as we know, I think Offset just got caught with guns and drugs, not even a few, and that's not speculation. That really happened. He was stopped. And he had a gun in the car and marijuana and something else. And I had read that, a few weeks back. So that has Cardi really worried. I saw her live and she was talking about it and stuff like that. And I just feel like, who are these people that you have that much time on your hands to think about calling? You know what I mean? I mean, it would be different. Yeah, it'd be different if I saw something crazy on, you know, like them doing something to their kid or something, of course. But them just threatening to fight everybody, I'd be like, they crazy, and let it go. But people have so much time on Instagram. It's insane.
That is so crazy. Right. But, you know, put yourself out there, you know, all kinds of things, you know, come at you. I mean, that's just, it comes with celebrity, but that's just, it's scary.
That is crazy, and that's the thing about fame, and I know we have talked about that many times on here, you know, why we do our show, you know, our little undercover show. We're not trying to be fame is dangerous, you know what I mean?
I know,
but fame is dangerous. It has people calling people's jobs and getting fired, and it's ridiculous.
It's almost a threat being famous these days with social media. You can't say nothing. You can do nothing. Everything is going to be held against you. Everything's going viral. I mean, it's crazy. But anyway, go ahead, partner.
It's insane. I wanted to ask you a question and just get the benefit of your self-love and things like that, because I don't know if you watched the Nefertiti and her husband Solo, their Fix My Life. They just came back to Fix My Life with Ayanna. I've only watched about 30 minutes into the interview, but I just want you to answer really quickly. Nefertiti had talked about how her and Solo are not having a marital bed, no affection, nothing like that. And there's a guy that she said she's known before, she's known her husband, and he texts her, and just that little bit of attention of him just saying good morning every morning makes her, in her words, want to perform oral sex on him. And she said
on
about
her
three
husband,
or four times. Not on her husband, on this guy that just randomly writes, because she says she's not getting no affection in her relationship, and that makes her want to perform oral sex on this guy just because he texts her good morning.
And she gets no love in it. Well, what she needs to do is literally fix her life. She needs to have a talk. She needs to have a talk with her husband. What's going on there? And if there's no affection and she feels like there's no love, she needs to leave the situation.
And that's that. I mean, that's that. If she doesn't feel like there's no love and she doesn't get affection, I mean, something is missing. Communicate, mm-hmm. talk.
Right.
Talk to your husband. And I mean, these things happen, yeah. I'm not saying her going out having oral sex, but I'm saying that you're starting to desire other people, that you're starting to desire or think about other people, you know, if you don't get what you need at home. But also, there mm-hmm. seems like a huge lack of communication also. Like, what's really going on? Like, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? And she shouldn't stay in a situation like that if she feels that way. That's all I can say.
I know. And I was just thinking, like, even outside of the relationship or anything like that, even if I was a single woman where, you know, if you're single, you know, and you don't have a man on a regular basis or a woman or whatever, you know, on a regular basis,
mm-hmm.
I don't think it speaks directly to her self-esteem about her. Because, you know, you get what I'm saying? Like, that's really mm-hmm. deep. Just somebody could text you good morning, and that would make you automatically go there. Not only going outside of your marriage, but just you as your self-esteem, period. That is really interesting.
Yeah. Because she seems not to, she seems not to love herself, and she's looking, the love that she don't give herself, she's looking for it elsewhere. And I guess mm-hmm. her, you know, performing oral sex on other men or whatever the case may be, to her might be potential love. So she's looking for love at the wrong places and in the wrong ways, and that just speaks that she doesn't love herself. She's insecure, sadly. So mm-hmm. therefore, every little attention that she's getting, she will grab, and that's dangerous. That's very dangerous because you lose yourself that way. You lose yourself that way.
And I do feel like that's what it is. And she was going on to talk about some other things. And I'm definitely going to review the full thing when we come back again, because it was so many things that happened on the show. And I just really wanted to have just a conversation about just self-esteem and really dealing with mental issues, you know, outside of just celebrity gossip. I really wanted to get down into that and definitely if anybody was struggling with more self-love and things like that, I feel like you're so great at that. And if you could just, you know, as we move forward, just share, mm-hmm. you know, because it's such a big part of your, you know, of your life and you've been very successful at it. And, you know, I just feel like, you know, if we can help it in that way, I would really love just to get some insight, because I was just lost, like, wait a minute, what, you know, on that part.
It's very saddening to hear that, you know, that a person would think so less of themselves. We definitely need to make a show on that, like the master shift. I have a good end quote, because we are at the end. I have a good end quote on that, of the German greatness, Eckhart Tolle. He says, all negativity is caused by an accumulation of psychological time and denial of the present. Unease, anxiety, tension, stress, worry, all forms of fear are caused by too much future and not enough present. Guilt, regret, resentment, grievance, sadness, bitterness, and all forms of non-forgiveness are caused by too much past and not enough present. That might not directly speak to her right now, but overall, mm-hmm. we are too focused on living in the past or mm-hmm. too anxious of the future and too worried that we don't live in the present, we don't enjoy the present moment, and the present moment becomes, you know, a memory like in a heartbeat, and then we miss that in a blink, you know, so we need to start living in the present and enjoy the present, and then, you know, things will shift. We are too worried and too, you know, worried. Mm-hmm. We're too worried and too stressed out. And what they say, like, you know, if you're depressed, you live in the past. If you have anxiety, you live in the future. You need mm-hmm. to start living in the present, everybody, you know. But we definitely need to have a show about self-love.
Always, always, definitely. I'm telling you guys, it's just amazing to begin to work on yourself no matter what situation you're in. So I'll just leave y'all with that. Thank you guys for letting me spill some tea with y'all. Thank you, partner. Always, always, always good. And it goes so fast. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, before I wrap it up, before I wrap it up, yeah, I did know a little bit about your hot topics tonight. Awesome. There's some things that I did not know, especially the safari thing. I had no idea about that. So I'm going to have to kind of look into that when we end our show tonight. But, yeah, definitely good subjects to kind of, you know, touch base and put our little 5 cents of opinion in it. And we want to hear from you guys. Yes, what's your opinion on that? You know, let us know. And maybe give us topics, what you want us to talk about next time. We definitely going to wrap it up here, but we're going to talk about self-love and how to master life, you know. We're not perfect. But, you know, we knowledgeable. We knowledgeable.
Yeah, that's right.
And I think we have some great points to share. And I definitely have a list of things that I would love to share and maybe help heal, you know, someone out there. Even if it's one person that can benefit from some of the things I can share, I would love to do that. I would definitely love to do that. So we're going to wrap it up, partner. Much love to you, and
yes,
you know,
Dad.
we always on one.
Always, always. It's a beautiful thing. Beautiful thing.
Yes. The 30 minutes just flew by like nothing. Remember, you know, love yourself. Life is short. Make the best of it. Goodbye. We see you next time.
Bye, guys.